The Ottawa Public School Board joining three Toronto area school boards to launch a massive lawsuit against social media giants, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok. Do you think they're doing the right thing? Do you think this is a good move, that they're sticking up for our kids for whom they say this has had a brutal effect? Disrupting students' fundamental right to education. The lawsuit calling on the social media giants to remediate the enormous cost to the education system and redesign the apps to keep students safe. Do you like this from the school board, or do you think they're weighing into territory where they have no business being? Would love to get your take on this morning. 580-580. And we are going to get the take right now of a tech expert who joins us on a regular basis and is joining us on the line this morning. Carmi Levy, our tech journalist and analyst, good morning to you.
Good morning, Patricia. Great to be with you.
Really appreciate you coming on. So this is not just here. This is the Ottawa Public School Board joining with three Toronto area school boards. This is something we have seen happen elsewhere in the States as well. Taking a stand, suggesting that our kids have really been adversely affected by the addictive nature of certain social media platforms. What are your thoughts initially on this lawsuit?
Well, I look at it initially through the lens of a parent. And as a parent, I'm glad to see this issue finally getting the attention that it deserves. We have seen a growing body of evidence, research, scientifically validated research that shows a strong correlation between social media and the algorithms and technologies that they use and the mental health impacts on their users, particularly impressionable, still developing young people. So the data is there, and the industry and society's stakeholders, like school boards, like governments, are finally starting to get with the program. And so in that context, this is a good thing. The last thing we want to do is bury it. The question then becomes, though, is this the school board's role? They already have scant resources to devote to delivering curriculum, to fulfilling our kids' educational needs. Do they have the resources to be pursuing this? And from a legal perspective, does it even stand a prayer of surviving the process and getting through to the other end? And I don't worry so much about that. In other words, it might very well crash and burn. And I think that's okay, because we're seeing other jurisdictions step in. We saw 33 states do much the same thing against Meta last October. We saw the city of New York launch a lawsuit that looks curiously like the one that the school boards announced this morning just last month, also against Meta, Snap, ByteDance, as well as YouTube. So there's a growing trend, and at some point, one of them is going to stick, or at some point, they'll all come together and they will all stick. And that, I think, so even if some of them don't, and even if some of them fail spectacularly, as part of that greater context, I think this is healthy. And I think society finally needs to start recognizing that social media and kids, not always the best combination. Mm-hmm. And we've got to do something about it. Whatever that something is, we can still argue about it, but something is better than nothing.
I would love to get that take from the listeners this morning, 580-580, as to whether it is the role of the school board. But I, as a parent as well, thought, yeah, like, stand up and say, this is having a negative impact on our kids. And if we, the adults in various roles in the community, in the village, are not kind of standing up to make sure they're okay, who is going to do that? So the more often some of these social media giants have to take the time to defend against some of these lawsuits, maybe at some point there's a message that's getting through. But I want to ask you about what the lawsuit is calling on the social media giants to do when it says redesign the apps to keep students safe. And we keep hearing there's an algorithm, they're designed to be addictive. Is the ask reasonable? Is there a way to redesign the apps to protect students? And is that a bigger step than just trying to enforce an age limit that is out there that is almost never actually enforced?
Now, they can certainly be redesigned. The question is, will they be as profitable afterwards as they are now? Because the way they're designed now, the algorithms that are used, so the software that that tracks your usage, that tries to understand what makes you tick, and then serves up content that keeps you on the platform as long as possible so they can maximize revenue, ad revenue off of you. That's a bottom line driven process without a whole lot of regard to the mental health impact of you watching video after video and doom scrolling for 3 hours when all you wanted to do was watch one. And so technically it can be done. Technically, the algorithms can be dialed down to be more conscious, cognizant of mental health impacts, to be kinder and gentler, so to speak. But it will have a significant bottom line impact on the business. And in the absence of legal constraints against these big social companies, they've prioritized profitability over mental health time and again. And so I think lawsuits like this finally force the industry and broader society to have that discussion about should profit prevail over the health of our kids? And when those costs are pushed downstream, who should pay them? And the school boards are saying it's the tech companies that need to.
Yeah, and I just want to ask you one more on that front, because I quoted an American expert earlier who was weighing in last year about some lawsuits that were happening in the States and said, you know, doesn't take issue with the lawsuit itself, but thought, you know, there wasn't much likelihood for success because there are so many other companies that are producing products that create issues and potentially mental health problems for our kids. And he mentioned stuff like music and sugary foods and TV shows and whatnot. But we do have protections that are in place often in those cases, or we do make efforts at least to take some of the sugary foods out of the cafeteria or out of the vending machines in the hallways. There has been a role for schools to play there. So if there is a role to play, is it the same or is it different because of the fact that this tech is designed in such a way that it is so pervasive and is so available and is so addictive and is so damaging?
I think it's absolutely critical that schools are part of this process because they are among those most affected by the impact of these technologies. In other words, they've got to deal with the fallout day to day. Your kid goes to school and is constantly being pulled in. How many kids are posting to social media or engaging on social media during school hours to the detriment of everything else they're supposed to be doing in school? How often does it pull them out of bed in the morning to the exclusion of everything else that they should be doing, or keeps them on at night? And then it's up to the teachers and the administrators to deal with the behaviors, the aggression, the violence in the classroom, because they simply can't maintain focus for longer than a certain period of time. So I think it's important that they're part of that conversation. Whether this one lawsuit actually succeeds in that almost doesn't matter. But at some point they need to be part of that, and they've stepped forward in this case boldly, I've got to say, to say, we're not going away, and we're going to keep discussing this because those costs are mounting, and someone has to be accountable for them. And I, as a parent, and my wife's a teacher, so she has dealt with this for much of her career, and it's gotten worse in recent years.
Yeah.
It is absolutely critical that we have these conversations, and I think this is a really good place to start.
And we could keep discussing this, you and I, for ages. We're going to continue the discussion with listeners right after the news. Carmi Levy, really appreciate your take on this.